Good afternoon and welcome to Quinn and His Friends, recording out of the great city of Houston, Texas, where we talk all things literature. I am your host, Quinn Roselius, and today is a fun little treat since I know all you listeners are literature buffs, and I'm confident many of you have heard about or read Interpretive Maladies. It is written by Jhumpa Lahiri and reflects the clash of Indian and American cultures. Being from India herself, Jhumpa moved to the United States from her homeland and understands how this clash has integrated into her life, and it serves as personal influence for all the short stories within the entirety of the novel. Let's dive in. Alrighty, so I believe migration is the defining trend of our world today. And as a result, millions of people move every day and resettle from the homeland, just like Jhumpa did. This trend can also be applied to large groups of people with similar heritage who have also moved out to places all over the world. And this effect is called diaspora. Jhumpa Lahiri uses this as the backbone for her work, which shapes the variety of characters within the novel. And I find that each character is different, but upon these differences, they're all united by diaspora. A prominent example that I'm sure all of us know about because we've read this book, I hope, is in the last chapter, The Third and Final Continent, which is chapter 9, by the way. So the narrator, who remains unnamed, moves from India to London for schooling. And as we know, he ends his journey by moving once more from London to the Boston area for work at MIT. This movement across multiple continents, in his case, is a representation of diaspora because he uproots from his homeland in India, leaving his wife temporarily, and moves to other places around the world. And in comparison, within the book, many of the characters that Jhumpa writes about share this similar theme, like Mr. Sen, Mr. and Mrs. Das, and Mr. Prasada, which, you know, they all move to places elsewhere away from their roots in India to surrounding areas. Now, in connection with diaspora comes the balance and struggle of being American and how it applies to all these people, whether you're born here, whether you move here. So, in my opinion, to be or become an American, a person does not have to be any distinct national, linguistic, religious, cultural background. You don't have to have any of that. All they must do is open themselves up to the governmental stances based on the ideals of liberty, equality, and personal freedoms, which are all reflected in the Constitution and, you know, created by founding fathers, so on and so forth. Therefore, the general ideology of American nationality is for anyone who is willing to become an American. So it's open to anyone as long as you can reflect those three simple ideologies. However, in contrast, within the book and reflected through her speech, Jhumpa's belief to be an American is quite the opposite. She respectfully says that because of her background and heritage, she, and especially her parents, were treated differently. They were not given the freedoms of being themselves because of the fear people had that they were different or not the typical image of an American. And so therefore they felt isolated from mainstream American culture rather than being embraced by it. Okay, and so because of how Jhumpa feels about her definition of being American and how coming to America differs from the experiences people have been born here, arises the problem of assimilation. And there are both positive and negative things that happen within the story that show assimilation. But first, it is the idea of taking people or their culture to resemble a dominant group and adopt their values, behaviors, and beliefs. Assimilation creates opportunities for acculturation, and that is the interaction of different cultures that influence one another while remaining somewhat the same. And as a result, this creates a unique melting pot of diversity. And much like where I'm recording from Houston, Texas, which is very diverse, and the United States as a whole. In addition, the idea of assimilation provides a sense of unity to, you know, everyone involved and strengthens the bond of community. And I think that's very important because it brings people outside their shells and, you know, blends different types of people together, which we don't always see. And this allows more people to become actively engaged in numerous activities that go beyond their work, like volunteering, education, or even as social events like get-togethers or parties. However, in contrast to the positive, there are negatives to assimilation. And in fact, there are multiple of them because throughout history, assimilation has not been very positive. So firstly, it causes those affected to lose cultural familial traditions because there's not a guarantee that these traditions will be accepted into the majority of population. You know, so if someone moves from China to the United States, not many Americans practice Chinese traditions because that's not, you know, popular here. So sometimes the Chinese would feel like they have to assimilate into American culture in order to better fit in. And in addition, it reduces diversity and may force individuals to give up or change their identity, which is what I've been talking about, you know, to uniformly fit in. So that's what I talked about with my Chinese to America example. And thus, if accepted, this could lead to an even worse form of assimilation, which becomes sort of an evolution into segregation. And lastly, I would like to wrap up this amazing session we've had with the applicability of this novel to my own experiences, because I feel like it's important for everyone to connect with novels in order to better understand them. So like Jhumpa Lahiri, my family participated in diaspora, but this doesn't directly correlate to me, just correlates to things that happened in the past with my family. So this happened in the early 1900s, and these ancestors of mine had to not only find a way to become successful, but they felt the pressure to assimilate into American culture and society in order to do so. They migrated from Germany to the United States, and upon arrival, they pretty much faced immediate obstacles because being German nationals put a huge target on their backs. At the time, the U.S. government was persecuting and targeting Germans just as they were the Irish and other minority European immigrants. And so out of fear and pressure to make their new lives prosperous, my family changed their very German-sounding last name of Rossel to Roselius, which it is now, making it sound more American and thus being able to kind of blend in and not get caught. And these very same situations and emotions are expressed in many of the novel's characters, and they directly reflect the life of which Jhumpa had to live. She does a really good job in, you know, incorporating her own life experiences into all of the personalities and backgrounds of all the characters. So in a way, Interpretive Melodies is a story about Jhumpa, just told through the eyes of many different characters. All right, I would like to thank all of my listeners for listening to this episode of Quinn and His Friends. I'm your host, Quinn Roselius. I'll be back next week for another amazing podcast about a surprise book. And until then, see you soon.